И активно бывает, где бы его голод ехал, вода выросла, на то зрители, с максимум, и вот мы стоим, что она уже встретилась. Был бы лишь Бенец, он говорит. Он говорит, что взят свою науку, хохоми на ней нюхра, и хомалы живого его. Он говорит, он говорит, видлят миксаты, лицей, дай слышать, дай еще. Он говорит, вайди ты, complete indifference as far as chronology is concerned, because it's a part of the village of hope. Because if you say things which, certain things which belong to our, I mean, within a frame of reference, certain things you say, things you quote, which happened during the first one, then you quote the same sentence, the same sentence, you quote an event which happened at the second, and you quote as if you had forgotten that those events are removed from each other by 500 years, 400 years. Yeah. This is the real awareness. That's why in the fire he speaks here, he speaks Ben Adinon, you don't know who was, Keish Vidire, and then the story from Peri Lashmiya Bahor, the Arabs, the water, yes. Then the massacre, or rather the murder of the English young, the Mughal Hapena, the Tel Shimon, and then the Yad Yeshko, and so forth. And before, he mentioned also probably six. It's a complete chronology, but chronology is purposely, not exact, because then a novel should reach the level of complete confusion as far as chronology is concerned. And that's exactly why the Balayatil, or the Bali Akinas, particularly Brother Akalina, I mean, starts with Baishan, makes a leap into Baishan, comes back into the Mishka, and then makes a leap into David's time, and so forth, or Shile. The same idea which was expressed by the Yerushalmi in Bilbo Hashbenes from the Haika. And Tishabod, or Shlosh of the Talmud, there should be Bilbo Hashbenes. And Bilbo Hashbenes means when you begin to list or make mistakes as far as time is concerned. An old man will say, oh, he's sinner, he forgot his assumption. And this is one of the psychiatric, criteria by which to choose the senility of a person and whether he still has understanding for the calendar and does not mix up dates or hours or does not lose the track. Of some people with the track. And this is the high in the north of Pedina, as far as Averis is concerned, of Tishwa Shosme Thomas, is Bilbo Hashbane, the real Averis, the real Averis. That's why Shosme Thomas practically was told to the Bor Benadio that it had to be written down as an event which took place on the 10th and the 9th, even though it took place not on the 9th, but on the 10th.
Why do we invoke the name of Yaakov, the Antirachal, talking about the role of Adot Panatha?
Yeah, Rose, what else?
Why do we invoke the name of Yaakov?
No, I heard it's the question. Next question.
Why do we call Yaakov come? And we ask for the Kambara going, why do we use a particular description of Yaakov?
Yaakov is come.
Yes. Yoshe Muhammad.
Yes.
Not to have a mental come.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you, your first question, I'll tell you so. Then you invited to mention the whole story of Yaakov. Okay? Well, simple is, Yaakov's image is engraved in the Tisha Kodesh, correct?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
and get to my way you please. And it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Achmi, because Hazet said that this image is in the area. What does it show? What does it manifest? The Maimah Hazal, Maimah Hazal said, has Yaakov's image is this Trisha Kovet, is engraved in Trisha Kovet. Why was it necessary? Why was it necessary to engrave this image in Trisha Kovet? Because Yaakov is the first patriarch who actually is. When you see Yaakov, you see Avraham, you know you are speaking about him. When you see Avraham, so you are speaking about him. About the individual. Who was this individual? The father of the woman. The father of the woman, of the nation. You speak about Yitzchak. Who was Yitzchak? The individual. What is important is the father of the second patriarch of the nation. So the people, right? Always. Then you speak about Yaakov, name Yaakov. So when you come to Yaakov, you don't know exactly. Well, who you are referring to? Are you referring to a person, to an individual, Yaakov? Or you are referring not to the individual, but to the power of Israel? The people in really telling the Yaakov of Roma with Israel, at the Shem of the Prophet, he has known that they understand very well that this is not Yaakov. This is not Yaakov the individual, this is Yaakov the people. Avraham, that's why Avraham's image was not in there, because Avraham did not represent the people. He represented himself, the father of the people, the very teacher of the people, of course. We are what we are because of Abraham. But Abraham was not representative. There was a base Avraham, but Abraham still did the says Avraham, and he interpreted the reference. It's a reference to an individual, not to people. The same is to Rav Yitzchak. But when it comes to Yaakov, it's a little bit of the Yaakov on his own, Hashem on his own, no. That's why the image of Yaakov is in Tishakov, because Yaakov is not only individual, but it's people. The eternal people is called Yaakov. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Yaakov, deserted Yaakov, that's what we are in this situation. We are in this situation, and we are, what is it? Chitom chakto techeis lifanecho. Bekisei shal refanim l'chai etakeis. You engraved the image of Tom. It's Yaakov. Toshiv lehem dmu, kios chazeis panecho. Anyway, and then I'm inspired that since he promised to protect him. So that's why I ask why Avraham was not mentioned. Because Avraham represented the Aviv. Yaakov represented the Duma itself. Take a look here. Tove Yautzor Asher Kivon. So he's Bilei Chamoz V'cheinu Nalom V'shukhum Ba'ifrish Tark. Adlach Lach Lechover Adlomo. This is Chum from the Yisrish. Zorkin uvokho uksulot lolon. Vo abed no amcho kolon, say Hashem o yolon. It's Chum by Yisrish, right? Next. Eichu atzto v'apcho le'abed v'yad ademi. So that is by Hashem. Ademi in the Roman. Emunyocho v'vchartu v'yden aksoi. And so forth. What else? You don't have a question?
Why do you say both on Mother's Daughter and Prince Bam Sarum? Prince Bam Sarum wasn't released tonight.
It's not Bam Sarum, Dr. Humphrey, they're fulfilled. What is it? They're fulfilled, it's not Bam Sarum. But the world is trying to go this way.
Why do you say those parts of Prince Bam Sarum?
That's exactly what you ask. See, the prison of Sorin, when you don't owe you anything from him, you're not Sorin. So the same between is Chayav Shem. That's exactly what you ask. I mean, I say to me, like, here is a piyut, I mean, kine, the Gemara Bezra Kalia, and with the problem is, it begins with the word Eicho, correct? Eicho, 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 the whole pilot, correct? Huh? What is so, what in general Chazal have given, attributed, Chazal attributed special significance to the word Eicho? Because according to Chazal, how many Eichos were there? Three by Yom Yom and the Miguel Sefer, what else? Misha Ben Eichos and Rabbi, also Parshat, verse Hana, I mean Chazon. And what else? Huh? The question is, you know, Shayol, Nation, and Yom Yom. This has special significance, special meaning. What? Because the word Eicho is a very difficult word. We ask Eicho apto be'apecho. What right do you have to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu about Eicho? Eicho apto be'apecho. And Rabbein Shalom knows why they, and it's about the word Eicho is a word. And in the Aloha Docha, that Tzidik Adin is on the contrary, don't say it. Achmal Ritzvah. Tzidik Adin is a Gatayin Emesh, Shepul Lofi Emesh. And here we use the term, Ful Eicho, which is contrary to the idea of Shev Shavuach and Malavoh, Just in Israel, the answer is that it is Yom Yom has special permission to use Eicho, this attribute, no matter how inappropriate this attribute is, because of Avelis of Chul Mishamigdash. Chul Mishamigdash is Avelis. Should be so overwhelming that the Navi or the human being should be given the limited to ask, even though this question would have been rejected if it had referred to a different event, this question. The Eicho is before we say Tzidik Adin, and this we say also in the Parashat Eicho. And Yia Geva Ro'ani. You see, if you take the Eicho, the Megillas Eicho, how many parts of Megillas Eicho are composed of? How many parts is Megillas Eicho composed of? I mean, take a look and tell me. I would say it is two. Let us say first, Eicho consists first of all of two protein skinners. See, precious, Eicho Yashuvot. And I ask questions, and there is no answer. Then we come to the third one. To the third, what is? Aniyagev. What is the difference between Aniyagev and Eicho? What is the difference? Huh? No, Aniyagev is the answer. Is the answer. Aniya Gever is the answer which we give to our own question. The answer to our own question is Aniya Gever. Namely, what is so important about Aniya Gever, huh? What do you say? Tzidik Adin, Chiv HaChofshes, Mei Chet, Nahum Pshanim Arimu, the Rambam and Meter Asek, the Dol Tzukim, you consider those Pesukim as representing the idea of free option. Barely we say it's a way of Latin. It's a difficult Rambam. That means say it should have been, barely say it's a way of Latin does not mean an affirmative statement. It's a question mark. We barely say it's a way of Latin. But Rambam doesn't interpret like that. Rambam interprets the barely say it's a way of Latin as a question, an affirmative statement. And what is the answer? The answer is that Chiv HaChofshes. Man is responsible. But man has also the same responsibility he had before he sinned, he has now lachachat following the sin. Namely, what is the responsibility? Tshuva. The idea of tshuva is mentioned in Ani Adera. Tshuva Chofshis and tshuva. As the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva utilizes psukim from Ani Adera in order to explain what Tshuva Chofshis means and that it's a Yisod Yehadus. This is Ani Adera. What is next? So actually you have two proteins. Ganovi speed, Ganovi ask questions. Then, two points. Then the chapter is the answer. The answer which Ganovi gets himself from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, namely Psyro Chofshi. And then what is next? The Hespet and Yeshio. You absorb our Kesem Atzeis is the Hespet which Yomiyo as the leader of the Revai at the funeral of Yeshio Anach. As in Dibra Yomi will say, Vayisra Merabov in Vayasra. And he eulogized him, Ale Iksuva he the Sefer HaKinis for basis of it. But Dibra Yomi never said. It means the Hesper Eche Yu Amzor, because at the end of the period it says, Ruha Hapeinu Mashiach Hashem. No? That is it. This is it. Then is a and Sfer Hashem Olam is at Tfilah Kloim. But actually it is Atzeret. And then Sfer Hashem Olam is Tfilah. We are mispowered. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Chum should come to them, the disaster and that the Gula Amit is the real Gula should take place. Is this Echo is a special, it's an expression, a very strange expression, which Yoh shouldn't have used, but he did use it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to use it. Namely, Echo, how is it possible? It means, I don't understand it. He has no right, you have no right to say, I don't understand. What do you mean, you don't understand? Why should you understand? But it was one of the privileges, of the privilege which was given to Yomiyo, when he wrote the Kiddush, meaning the Megillas Eicha, to address himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask questions. Something which we mustn't do with regard to our private lives and our private affairs. We don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu questions. We say, Bore Dayan and this, and that's all. Rabbi Akiva didn't ask questions. He says, Puyana Mitzkaya, what is it? All my lifetime I was always anxious to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Vach Shabbos Yodi, Vaya Kamenu. This is the way you approach HaKadosh Baruch in times of disaster. You know, you know him, you didn't ask me. You ask questions. Spoke a different language, but this is again the words which were formulated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yom Yom. And that a special license was given to Yom Yom. Special license, a special permission, namely, to say Echo. To ask the question Echo, which is not being asked by anyone.
What did Moshe say? Echo, Echo,
Lubav. That is exactly. Don't know, that's what Chazal said. There were now two more exceptions. Eicho Esso Levadim. But Eicho Levadim is not academic. A question which refers to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then Eicho Esso Levadim. But actually, Eicho Esso Levadim Kiryu Nemono is a different question. Eicho fits there. There's no problem about Eicho Esso Levadim Kiryu Nemono. Or Eicho Esso Levadim to Chacham Hashem. Actually, Meishu Rabbeinu didn't understand how he can do it. But Moshe cannot tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echo. This is a special heter which was granted to Yomiyo during the Tfilas. And this was taken away after Ani Adera. That's why the word Echo is very important. Because this shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned. I mean, what actually is the answer, I mean, for the Torah, the Chofshis, very well. But see, there is something else. The Chum Beis HaMikdash is a Kodesh Baruch Hu involved. The Chum Beis HaMikdash is a Kodesh Baruch Hu involved. He has not, as far as Chum Beis HaMikdash, when the Kehu is for him, is the role of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not that of a judge. Oh no. He's not a judge. No, what is the role of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Of a Baldin. Of someone who is now, it's not two people, the Jew and the non-Jew can appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an objective judge in his will, his wisdom and grace decide who is right, who is wrong. No, because you can agree, Asher Yavedu, Dom and Echi, the Chush Kodom and Echi. אחר כך זה יצא לחוש קודם, כן? כן. מה זה מין דון הנכי? מה זה דון הנכי מין? דון הנכי. מה זה דון הנכי? אני פרי נימש, מה זה קודם? אה? מי אבא דון הנכי? אל ג'וט. עם דה רול, עם דה קפסטי, אפילו? עם
דיים.
אה? את הדיים?
כן.
שזה בין הודו. הודו. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, we say, Shnayim Shvayidonim Zebazeh. What does the Gemara say? Always. Always. No exception. Shnayim Shvayidonim Zebazeh. What does the Gemara mean? Which were in litigation. Both the people were in litigation. It means two parties. Two parties. Paradi. I am a party, I am my number. A. You are B. We come before a judge. שרובו ושימן שויה דונים זה בזה. What do you mean רובו ושימן שויה דונים זה בזה? So what? What do you mean דונים? Not רובו ג'וב שימן or שימן who was the shepherd who was about to render a decision pertaining to רובו or to שימן. No, this is not true. But the דונים is, it's not, shepherd is not mentioned. רובו is in פושינה גמורה סמלה. רובו ושימן שויה דונים זה בזה means the quarrel or they were in litigation, both in litigation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, V'gamagei asher yavedu, don aneichi, he didn't mean to say don aneichi as a shefet kol haaretz. As a shefet kol haaretz, very objective, but you'll find out that the Edom are wrong and we are right. And no, this is not the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as Yerushalayim and that Knesset Yisrael is concerned. Don aneichi means what? Gamesagei asher yavedu, don aneichi, I'll quarrel with them. I'll have them in litigation. Don aneichi. Don aneichi in the sense of Ruvu Yishinim Shredom Zebazeh. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu as far as Yerushalayim when Zion is concerned, he is not just an objective judge who from on high renders decisions to people with whom he is, he has no relationship with either one of them, but just to render decisions. No, this is not the role which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken for himself, but assigned to himself as far as Zion and Yerushalayim is concerned, and the Chum Beis HaMikdash is concerned. The role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to Chum Beis HaMikdash is what kind of a role? From a Baldin. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yerushalayim and takes a look at the Beis HaMikdash and he says, no, of course, the Jews were right. The Beis HaMikdash shouldn't have been destroyed. So that's why Titus should be punished. No, this is not a role. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yerushalayim, he simply has no house to dwell in. He has no house to dwell in. It's his house that the Romans have built. Not our house, we don't care. We can get along without the disagreement. For Isaac, the Terabeh. Better is, as far as we are concerned, we can get along without the disagreement. For simple reason, плакала еще, чтобы вызвали. Вот он звала и так, свеженькая, свеженькая. Ну, вы не ходите? Ну, вы не ходите? Ну, я не знаю. А вот? Я шалутал со сыном, шалутал со сыном, как раз. У меня нет своих всех. У меня, а когда ж Бог, идем в Бог, ты не шах. Уникут, где-то Лонгу витал, мы дали, уникут, статики, мое звуки. На алтаре Франклин, то статики, мое звуки. It would be to me a greater pleasure than 500 others if I could, which I would have bought it as a marriage would have been kind of. All right, of course, it may have come to Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, it's a source of delight. It's wonderful, I'm not denying it. But still, like the first black Gemara in Zvachim, to stomach with Shmonkoy or stomach with Shmonkoy, would give me more pleasure than a Kor Mele. Even if I had bought 500 kobanim. This Bemis is, in, as far as Beis Hamikdash is concerned, we lack nothing. We may tell it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we may tell it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't lack anything. If you don't care, we have the Gemara. We have the Gemara. The Gemara is enough to give us satisfaction, and I'm actually serious, to give us satisfaction. Of course, you can have satisfaction of Masechet Kodshim, I mean as far as Masechet Kodshim, Seder Kodshim is concerned, in two ways. Either to bring Kobonis. Imagine that Beis Hamikdash is Kayom, and I'll bring Kobonis, 500 Kobonis, 200 Kobonis, 100 Kobonis, I'll enjoy Kodshim, I'll enjoy the mitzvah of Kobonis. Or no, to take a Gemara out, to another way. And study, if you like Gemara in Zohar. You ask me where I'll deprive more pleasure from. There's no suffix in my mind. Of course, not anymore. I don't know if I can go to look at that. Then, in the Gemara, Akom Takadish Baruch, not Akom Takadish Baruch. This is Teva Shivalpe, where men can actually replace Kom. With an idea, with a thought, with a good story in Kodesh. His Bemes is the Chum Beis Hamikdash, let us be very frank. Chum Beis Hamikdash is not so important. We get along with Masechet Kodesh, you know. I can tell you that... No, the bottom. Tilt. I haven't tilt it. No. But you have to wait for him. Had the Hamikdash been Kayom, the widow being of the Hamikdash, he would bring Kobonis. But the real enjoyment would have been something like a mark. We do a short thing. But he would be kind in it. I didn't say I wouldn't bring a compressor. Really knew I have to bring the compressor. I couldn't say help him. So he's a quest. But however, after I brought a compressor, imagine space. I brought a compressor, a Pesach, and I made like a guy's meat in the Seder, and then I come to Hillel, and he killed his Pesach Matsumoy, wonderful, I said, but then the Seder came to me, and then it's about 1 o'clock in the morning, I was not sleepy, so I said, let's take a look in the Ramban, in Muhammad, about how it is. And I took the Ramban out, and I looked into the Muhammad, I couldn't understand, I worked hard, I called somebody, one of the Ebaris, to help me out in analyzing the Ramban properly. And finally, I got to the real truth. I discovered what the Ramban meant by it. Is my pleasure on this Ramban will be greater than my pleasure of Kol Pesach?
What are the grounds of that assumption? What are the grounds of the assumptions that the intellectual
substitution is going to be? Not intellectual. I can't help it, this is the way I
learn.
I can't. I don't tell you that you should have played
that.
And he's right on me. I'll do all mitzvahs Hashem, Kiyochosom, every mitzvah will be correct, every aspect of the mitzvah will be correct. But if you ask me about joy I have when I study about the mitzvah. then the mitzvah itself is a different problem. When you study about mitzvahs and you understand the Ramban, Umel, with regard to Shefer, with regard to Rambam, with regard to the Malchus, the Chenes, and Shefer, or to Yume, with regard to the Avedis Hayim, the mere understanding is an unlimited source of joy. I can't help it, this is my... Hadn't I been like that, I couldn't have studied so much. Very simple.
That's why
you can't learn
today.
Huh?
That's why you
cannot learn today. Yes, sure. Yes, I can. Do you think, for instance, I'll give you an example. I know very well, I know very well Avedas Yom Kippur. I know very well. I know almost the Rambam by heart, and I know many Sforas and Chedushei Torah Avedas Yom Kippur. It's question. When did I acquire those Sforas and why Avedas Yom Kippur? Because as a young boy I used to sit up with father the night of Yom Kippur, most of the night of Yom Kippur. And what did they do? Two people, 10, 12 people. In Kippur night, that's a long night in Kippur. What do? To say, kill him now, this is what it is. Kill him is good now, it's like this. But this is not the purpose. The purpose is the Shalom of Arms for Sinus, right? So you study the Aveda. The very moment you study the Aveda is what opens up before us. A new world, the Halacha world of Avedas Yom Kippur. I certainly enjoy this Avedi, the Halacha world, the Halachic world, more than I would have enjoyed if the King God had entered the Beis HaMikdash, and if I had been among those who used to administer the Shvuah to the King God. You know the Shvuah to the King God. That he'll fulfill the mitzvah in accordance with the law. But it would bother me, one question would bother me. So what kind of thing God is it? And would be I trust the destiny of the people if you have to take a note from him that he will not be Mechali in Kita? But still he's entrusted. Nevertheless, he's entrusted. But there's no right to trust. That's all his soul is dependent. But anyway, I would fulfill the mitzvah of Avedas Yom Kippur and believe in me. If I were in God, I would fulfill it to the last iota. Last iota. But who can take away the pleasure from me when I write Chedushei Torah about Avedas Yom Kippur? For instance, I had said about Yom Kippur, I said many drushes and many shiurim with those who follow me around. No, very well. And now, for instance, when I'm working on them, on Pandora Tradition, when I want to publish them, so it's a new world. It's a wonderful world. It's the world of Yom Kippur, but mine is Daveda. So we are misspelled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should return Daveda to its previous place, the proper place. But as far as my own enjoyment is concerned, is Avedas Yom Kippur, and to study more and more a source of enjoyment than the Shvuah which used to be administered to the King of
the Lord. Tell me to make the day
master.
Huh? Tell me to make the day master.
No, well, not master, but who told me to be master becomes master. Anyway, I mean, I don't want now to get involved in serious decisions, but anyway, let us return to our topic, because it is not just the question of when this HaMikdash and being HaMikdash is not only a question in which we are involved. We are involved, but not as much as somebody else, namely who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to be HaMikdash, as I said at the beginning, because this would have been Kiddush Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the HaMikdash be restored, because as long as the people are in Goles, there is Chil Hashem. And the two great objectives we have to pursue is Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, Rahman. And this is Goles and... I'm cooling. All right.
We'll just take a break for about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Why do we thank Mitzvah Shir Chanukah Tabayit with David the 4th day of December today? We don't thank our brothers, we don't.
He's
done.
He's making it. Chanukah Tabayit with David means to make some shir. But actually, I'm wrong. The first question is, we didn't share Mitzvah Shir Chanukah Tabayit. No, they say Kapari. They said it at Milcha time. At Milcha time is different.
Yo.
Rabbi Ishkoch, Medeno Kamai, Alma Beyam Zem Ishbinu Kamai, Zochri Beyisi Yishevet Bishavu Yerushalayim, Vati Vyato Vaede, Atchuk Shamayim, Abe atchuk shamayim, alite shamayim, oyei machiv tamayim, efenei miyitem reishimayim, afkin b'chiyei umidah, etchamo leu mireu, umidah mimidah, Azaki eiti eilas migo, esha mifei la migo. Ede, ilo vina shukine kibzai, ako ediko bibai, enem shi ima balabai, eroshe miite shami eroshoi. Ede, gholi vamkeyo, ege mimbo, vamkeyo, Ega kriya vele yukeyo, akini nijite na daite vankeyo. Kriya pole sapko kiva mi milai, ege pole mi fami mi sami samolai, la ucheres mi tsa, la gia le mulai, etrach mi ite neti mi kosu milai, each mi shkribi mi ali, idi ele yuti vi mali, Uno lo mago il giocare nei lì, a fune le gitanisce nei alli. Ondo che un provo a vieno, e scavi il suo rotono, a due tuoi tabrecho a vieno. Ene, 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 ene,
ene,
Testimony and Tiamat Samani. First, Fiat
justified in the
Shreem
Arish,
huh?
The Shreem Arish, the Parsi, is the Shreem Arish, some money.
Some money, some money?
Some money.
Some money, I mean, maybe you have an idea. Some money is more than you have it. It's the same thing as that. Hadi Atuk Shemayim, are you said it already?
Yeah.
Alright, so you with us?
Yeah,
I'm with you. Alright, with whatever
you have.
What do you say?
You have to say everything.
Alright, let's. Fatima, Shishishma. Alright? You have to Fatima, Shishishma. وخلنا نكتشف يعقوب سالم يوسف تحاول اثنان اشخيص عن الوخو من يوم الصغير ويوم الكوخ خوشك وايد الغيخ من يسام عيسف رشيت المئات السيخسان فميستم عن كشارة بصوفة أيها الأخوة الكرام، هل أنتم تعلمون أن الإنسان
I'm
there is people, that is some kings are half in the Arabian country. They are very thirsty. So instead of giving them water with the ass, so they gave them medicine for him, sorry, what they call it. Apples, which were blown up, and they didn't get any moisture, and they died. This is Bayar Ba'arav. This is the Kinanti Bayar Ba'arav. The Hovlan Eradelik Bimaro, which is Manila Hobbit, the Reach Leocha Leorat, the Achola Hob, the Ketem, the appetite of the salty, spicy food, in order that they should develop terrible thirst. And then they gave them back all the water and they died. This is it. Rechel Yorav, so that sweet, Be'achol Ha'arot. Re'iku sarti koniyo, besaniyo vaniyo, ve'adoshi katei, latem ve'achmaniyo, minuyo, ve'no mechanuyo, niktau ginyo. Shomu k'nizamti b'tachno, v'shoshami nitchino, v'inosho l'irachmi mechanino, mikri asfono, go'okwa ha'yichano. Shomu k'yotosi b'shivyo, ונשפוד עצמאים שבויו, ושעתי לשמו בעבוביו, מיד תחבויו, כל זה בעץ שבויו. טוב, לא, כתיר. תודה. 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 נחדש להפניסן את הבריאה, נראה אחר נחכנו, בקרם תבריאה, ומשולחון חותם, שולי חמה, ובכן הייתי יריו על יריו, איכוי לי כן כן מלו, ושמי השונו יחלו לך שמי לו, ושמי 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 לו, which as far as excellence is concerned, there was none like it, the exception of David. The most outstanding notion he saw in Yeshiyo. He made no mistakes, he did not see, never see. However, he made one mistake. When heaven, when Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, they had to cross out Israel in order the Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, wanted to attack Israel in Babylonia. So he crossed, he wanted to cross Eretz Yisrael and he asked for permission from the Yeshiyo. And nobody was inclined that permission be granted. Whatever Yeshiyo refused, and actually he got engaged in a war with Mitzrayim. And in Megiddo he was killed in the battle.
The question is, had the question been answered? The question was, why did he assault? When did he discover that he was wrong? And one was clear, and he was atheist. And the Chom Beobram, the Chom is in the tribe. The Chom Beobram Chom, the Yuskala, is Shigo before, not even a Shigo, never made any mistakes. Shigo before. From the Chom of Israel, Shigo before, the Chom Kameyum, he made a big estimation of it. So that's Rochei, the Chom Yadeh, Shachadres Kamul, is the question is, why was it punished? Anyway, why did he make a mistake of it? Because he was punished, because people served him, worshipped him, and so on. So Ptishas. And that's why he was punished. Even though he was not responsible. That's it. Devak Bechit, Ritzoni Ador, Asher Achar Adeles Komu Vizdo, Let me see how shit happened to you. Kila mina ilolecha saham nagalim. Lemalisa becherev koshu v'evra befrayi. This is all this name. It's a midrash. It's a machlekes between Yeshua and Yishayahu v'cherev v'sava ba'atzachem. It's Yeshua said Shumcha. The Ativa Ephraim should not cross the Atzisrael. V'cherev v'sava ba'atzachem means this is completely remain completely neutral in the conflict between Mitzrayim and Asher and Asher. This was the Pshita of Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu, apparently, has interpreted differently. She interpreted the Cherev Esar Ba'atchem Chome, whatever the Cherev shall show him, if he have a friend supported, and since Mitzrayim was friendly to Israel, so Yeshayahu's appeal was that Israel should give passage to Mitzrayim. It's almost as if it happened yesterday. That Israel should give passage, friendly passage, to Mitzrayim in order Mitzrayim was anxious to occupy whatever you call Syria now, Lebanon, the northern countries. So Mitzrayim had to cross the whole of Israel. So the question is, was not ready to give passage, and then antagonized the Pharaoh, and then got involved in war and died in the war. And Yeshayahu thought apparently, Yeshayahu thought that it would have been wise on the part of Yeshayahu to give passage, peaceful passage, to Pharaoh, because his opinion was that by giving passage to Pharaoh and become a friend of Pharaoh, so he will neutralize Assyria, which was very dangerous enemy, because Asher was aggressive, well equipped and well trained, while Mitzrayim was a little old. So the opinion of Yeshayahu was that he will rather antagonize Mitzrayim, but he will gain Asher as a friend. But he didn't gain Asher as a friend. And what the Mitzrayim antagonized, alienated, of course, finally there was the famous battle in Megiddo, and in Megiddo he was killed. Is correct? All right. I haven't studied history for a long time. But it's Tanakh. Even though there isn't much about the conflict between Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu with regard to this problem, whether to support the Mitzvahs, the Egyptians, or to support the Ashur. Assyria was young, aggressive. Egypt was an old country. So apparently, this was the opinion of Yeshayahu. So it's no use to read. I would rather risk friendship with Egypt than to antagonize Sanchev, who be Assyria, which was Assyria was aggressive, young, very energetic. This was apparently. But the opinion of Yirmiyahu was different. We don't know exactly did Yirmiyahu say it's Vara Hashem as a message from the Ben Shalom, or Yirmiyahu simply said his own opinion. There was a member of Sanhedrin, but it was not being real, I don't know that exactly. But tell me, this was the main clash between Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu. Whom to favor? The whole Egypt or the Assyrian Empire, which was young. And he was killed in the battle against Egypt, because the enemy, by refusing passage to Pharaoh, alienated Egypt, and then Egypt declared the war. He was involved in Megiddo and died. All right, continue. Continue. It means to resist. To resist the Mitzrayim, any attempt on the part of Mitzrayim to cross Eretz Yisrael, to cross Eretz Yisrael in order to meet with the Egyptian army. So he refused to allow Arlo Mitzrayim, which he wanted to be Kol HaMeinah Lecha Saham Lechaim. אמרו ניסה בחרב כלשהו, נתתי עם החרב של שולם, באפריים, ושום על החייזד אינקליסים פי ימיו, ולא שיב אחוריים, לא שיב אחוריים תולד חרו, תולד חרו כרוס, את אינקליסים, כי גזירו נגזור, ניסח שך מצרים במצרים, וכדיס עוד גזיר, את אישיו שבני כמסטריק, ונת גם פרביט חרו, תוקרוס, because the Eretz Yisrael, on the contrary, to alienate the military alliance was between Israel and Egypt, but to alienate Egypt and stop Egypt from crossing, because apparently they expected by stopping Egypt from crossing Eretz Yisrael, he will gain the sympathy of the Assyrian Empire. But here's the mistake. He did not gain the sympathy of the Assyrian Empire, but he alienated, succeeded in alienating the Egypt. And he was killed in the war with Egypt. Rishoma lachayze losh vachayim. Kizir nino sachter, Mitzrayim. Stirat mezuzah is. Go ahead, go ahead. Here is a strange type. I'm not clear again. But the idea is that the first Beis HaMikdash, which was built, was not the Mishkan HaMikdash. But the first Beis HaMikdash, which was built, is the Beis HaMikdash, is the world, I think. The whole world, the whole universe, which was created during the 6 days of Yemei HaMa'aseh, is the Beis HaMikdash where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. HaShamayim Kisiru Ha'atzah Ve'Ha'Avah. And then he counts what the Mikdash, which not in agreement with our list. Our list is the first Beis HaMikdash is the Mishkan. And then Ekshleimi, the first Beis HaMikdash, Holy Asher To'aveto, now read it. Holy Asher To'aveto, the tenth Beis HaMikdash. Asher To'aveto, Adleiv Reishis before Reishis, before Kreishis, Im Kise Yaakove, Im Litzofei, what's the Beis HaMikdash? The Mishkan Kise Yaakove, Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually wanted that the whole right away, the first Shabbos, after creation, should be proclaimed. The whole universe should have been proclaimed as the Beis HaMikdash, as the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't hit like that. Why? The chet, the Adam, if Adam had not committed the chet, the chet of Achit Adam, the whole world would be a different world. And the Beis HaMikdash, there would have been no need to have a special Beis HaMikdash. Whether the whole world, the Shomayim, the Lord, Shomayim, Shmei, Shomayim, everything, the whole creation would have been declared that the Beis HaMikdash
of
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does that mean that during the first 6 days, the world, Kula, West, Lake, and Egypt? Tonight. After, let us see. Only after which you plan, you want to, in Kisei Kovei Litzof, what is the Kisei Kovei in Beis HaMikdash? In our historical Beis HaMikdash, what was the Kisei Kovei? Aron HaBris, Aron HaBris. In Kisei Kovei Litzof, Lomo Lanetzach Shulat Biyat Shigidim, Yesu Kerei Yochetio, Verashto, Verabat, Verorah, Verananto, Verganto, Lahatomali Fei, you ask Malifei, where is the Yerushalayim? Where is it? Where is the real Beis HaMikdash? After all, by Shlishim, by Shini, I'll just reflect the Beis HaMikdash which was created together with the world, with the creation of the world. Now next. What is the second Beis HaMikdash? What is the third Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban says it. Interestingly, that the Ramban does not dwell at this topic for a long time. But he says, what is the second Beis HaMikdash? You mean by Sheni or no? The Eil of Dori. Eil of Rome or Eil Yitzchak Eil Yaakov. The Eil of Dori is the tenth in which the Rabbis live. This was the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina simply dwelt in the same place with the others. This is the third era. No, this is the second era, right? Rolo asher kimamto leisoni kerem, Tzavro, Yitzchak Yosef. Bechert as mi'eifei atzotzai min Yitzchak now. We could not stand the Esau, it got frightened. Why did they interest me? ויחד חרות הגדלות, כי ממי איפה יעקב? הצוצאית. הצוצאית. Why did he get frightened? He's ויחד חרות הגדלות, he's wrong shot, he's in Russian, ויחד חרות הגדלות, means he was surprised, not frightened. חרות in the sense of surprise. But this is only wrong shot in Russian. The second shot in Russian is... get him, sir. The Eitz of does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash, correct? This is exactly. The Beis HaMikdash is the real Oves. That's where the dwelling place is, the Oves place. Wherever daily is the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wandered with them. From place to place, wherever they fall, they pitch their tent, the Beis HaMikdash was established. What was the Beis HaMikdash? Eil saw it. ויובה בשלח יעקב ורבקה יצחק ורבקה ויובה ויהיה לו אהיו סורו הנה ויובה ויהיה לו וסורו הנה. It means that the Eil corresponded to the requirement which Yitzchak put up as far as Beis HaMikdash means going to say if Rivka is going to live there so that this Eil must be a Beis HaMikdash. And the Esav does not belong in that. That's why Esav came into the air of Yitzchak. Or if Yitzchak said, so Yitzchak got frightened. Me is the Atzotzait. Atzotzait in Beis HaMikdash, they are mutually exclusive. How can be one Atzotzait, Ish Sode, Ish Zait, and the next day, he'll enter the Beis HaMikdash? ויחד יצחק האוטו בלס ולמור אני הגן עם סורתה סך קום to pay them the waste the whole idea of this and to defile it. That's what he's saying. But now every basically, let's not basically every Jewish home when I Yerei Shemayim and I was living is a Beis HaMikdash. And I'll tell you frankly, I believe that Davik Deli Yisrael, I know I had two grandfathers of Deli Yisrael. I don't believe that the Beis HaMikdash was more, was holier and more sacred than their homes. I don't believe it. The homes were just as sacred as the Beis HaMikdash was. The mirror, so the first Beis HaMikdash is to the whole world. But Tata Mavish interfered, so he lost it. Then every organ, every arm, Agon, Yitzhak Yaki, has its Beis HaMikdash. What kind of Beis HaMikdash? Eyo Rivki, Eyo Soho, Eyo Yaki, Eyo Yitzhak, Eyo Avron, Eyo Avron Ole, with a knife, with a hay, Ole, Eyo Avron Ole. There is a hallway and a long walk. And this is Ketuch. And the Ketuch has Beis HaMikdash is not limited to the Beis HaMikdash of Harbaz. It's a very, the Ketuch expands almost limitlessly throughout the generations. Certain tents where our great, our daily Israel, the He Israel, and so forth, have dwelt, certain things were provided and were actually saturated with Kedusha Smirash. That's the last question. Or only Asha Kimam Tove Yisoni Kedem. It was a real Beis HaMikdash. Beherda Smirif, when what's the name? When Esau Kemili got frightened. But it's Chiyu HaMikdash. Lomo Lanetzach Tzumaz Biyat Zorim. When Yeshua could tip a bed at all grass. And interestingly, he said, but now the real, the tip a bed at all grass, mar tzriach, mar yididifei, even when the nature is tip a bed, to have a washer like Yeshua, to have him, expelled from his own air, and to have Esau be the master, as the master of the air. This was the fright which Yitzchok experienced when he saw Esau coming in. But this is now not just an isolated experience. It was written in the time of Lezer HaKaliyah, every Eyal from the Bnei Yisrael is occupied, defiled, and desecrated by Esau, whose presence frightened Yitzchok. Only Asher Kimam Tov Yisoni Kedem, Becherdas Mi Eifei, Lomo Lo Netzach Tzumas Biyad Tzoy, Vene Yesok, and you, I said, we address ourselves to the Benish one, it's very strange. You are not in the house, you are outside. They don't even let you in. Those who occupied the real Beis HaMikdash, the Bottom Mikdash, but Mikdash means you only from the Kohen Yisrael. Don't even care. Don't let in the Shechina for a while don't admit the Shechina to the Beis HaMikdash. And basically, we read very much a lot about the Holocaust. Oh, 6 million in. 6 million in. It's very hard to pronounce. 6 million in. How many houses were destroyed? Each Jew did not live on the Jews did not live on the sidewalk, not in the woods. Each Jew had a house, a home. Each house, sure, כבקשוי אסון, וחפלין אהון, וכו הון, וכיד אהון. יש הון עוד הבסנדס. ובאי הוא מידי בת מדרושת. Each home in throughout Lithuania and Poland and White Russia, each home was a Besamidas. Each home had its own tradition. The Bispot Midrashim had their own minhagim. We were only a Besamidas. A Besamidas was burnt. I didn't care so much about it. Well, then Yusuf appeared. But it destroyed the Besamidas, which actually is responsible for the survival of the people, the private home of the Jews. I begin to see images, and one image I see, he was a carpenter, Elida Stoller, it's called, carpenter. Short fellow. In his yadik, so he was a carpenter, and he also rented out the room to my Milanes. I mean, where are we? He rented out the room in order to make a living. So this, when I take this area, plain Jew, a plain carpenter, not too much of a charis, not too much of a pocket Jew. What I mean. The way he used to work as a carpenter and say to him, you need to learn. And actually, he somehow found a system, a parallel system. Each, certain psukim he used to use certain psukim. When he, for instance, to say, Kiran Shomata Aluko Aluko, when the table was completed. Or another pasuk that he started to do his work. And he was a plain Jew. Is this not a Besamidas? Who lives now in those homes, those houses? Many of them, most of them, are destroyed. Many of them. Who lives? Esau. Vayechat Yitzchak harotet devar, atzot l'tzayim. Those people who kill them, they live in their home. So it's basically them, it's the Tisha B'Av is that month, the day of Avelis, and the day on which we should tell the story of Churban, which begins with Esav or with somebody else, the story of Churban, which is the main experience in our life in the last 2,000 years. 1900 years, 2000 years. It's not a question of houses, not a question of the cup. Even of the Kodesh Kadosh. The question is of the Beis Hamikdash, which every Jewish home was. What about this Beis Hamikdash? It's irreplaceable. This is irreplaceable. A Beis Hamikdash Yerushalayim is replaceable. If we want, we can now build a, I can assure you, no one not say there. Quotas, whatever. If you want, you can build a Mizbeach, Magna, Quotas. I give you up here. Whether you should do that or not, it's a different story. But it is possible to replace. It is theoretically, historically possible to replace. But can you replace the house of Ella the Scholar? And the whole figure of it? You can't replace him. You can't replace his home. His home would be singing. He used to be present when we davened in the morning. He was a strange person. My father used to say that he belongs to the Lamed Vornistar. To the Lamed Vornistar. Well, you can take the statement for granted or not, but he was certainly a Hechaya type, a Hechaya type. And this is everyone, not only he. Thousands and thousands of Jews. The world was now, for instance, in America, for instance, a business, not after to it, Shemayim Kisi or Shemud Vahashem, business. Right? One says Shemud Vahashem, the other says Last Shabbos, another one says Shemayim Kisi. So years after, I mean, whatever I want to do, I can do. But this was not the case in the Battle of Russia, in Europe, and in Poland, and in Russia. But the Middle East, this Middle East had his own Kabbalah. You find in Lachenim also, in Prague, in Shimon, in Poznan, Hashemayim Kisi. It's a tradition, a home was a tradition. It was a part of Teresh Marbein. Teresh Marbein was not just one individual, you know. The family, the household, the home was a home. And this had been destroyed. And this is exactly what we are trying to. Roy Asher Kimam told his son of Kerem. HaKadosh Baruch has built a Beis HaMikdash. Roy Asher Kerem. Who are the son of Kerem? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The Shvatim. Anybody in the Sonicare. I only have Rome. Why only have Rome in the Sonicare? Rome was mighty, great, no doubt. But many people, his own descendants, who were not as mighty as he, and not as great as he, but they had the same immunity as he. Their homes have to be considered, are considered as Batemikdash. As Batemikdash. A holy Asher Kimam Tov a son of Kerem Bechad as me Lomo lenetzach tzumas b'yad zo atzom. Why did you destroy it forever? Because there is no way out of it. Unless I could just go over it. Tzumas b'yad zo atzom. Veini yesho. And now it's not only Beis HaMikdash to which the Jew is not admitted, but it's not Kodesh Baruch himself. Veini yesho ketzeir ketzir beidet al gag. Ma atzoreach. Mali did it. And I read an account by one who was, he didn't live through the Holocaust because he was deported to Russia, and that saved him, you know, from being executed by the Germans, being exterminated by the Germans, whatever. So he had a mother before the war, before Germany occupied Vienna. He had a mother. Mother was an Alechid, his old Jewish mother, so we are so many years ago. And so the mother, she used to come in Kippat Shul, of course, Davin. But when it got to Maftar Yene, she was tired already. The mother, so she had a job. She used to leave the shul. I would say for half an hour and feed the cat at the home. She had a cat. The innkeeper who paid attention to the cat, the innkeeper. So she used to remember that. She used to remember that. And the innkeeper and the cat who took him after Yene. So the burden of the innkeeper is awful. And after Yene, you examine the mother, mother, so many to say. What do you say to him already? Not a little bit, it's just Master Yene and Nila, and that's all. We'll be able to go home and to eat and to make the city. Yeah. That's what the Jew thinks, Master Yene. It's not nice. But she used to think of the cat. So used to go, the cat used to wait for her. Used to go and feed the cat. And after she got through feeding the cat, she came back to shul. He expected that the innkeeper after the liberation of the territories from German rule. So he came to spend in Kippur in Vilna, and in Vilna Shul. Whether this is true or not, I can't guarantee. But anyway, it could have happened. The only one who met him was the cat. The only one who met him was the cat. She came. He felt, he told me. He felt as if the cat is waiting him, waiting for him to fear, the way my mother used to do. She was killed. She was killed at the Panar, on the famous day on which the ruling population. So you think it's a nice story, yeah? But it's more than a story. That's all. The mother got another hidden out. It's going to be a second story, sir. All right, it's very hard to replace that. What did he say? He sits up, baby, like a cat on the And the rules. Matzereya, but yet also me have probably, I mean, emitted certain sounds. Oh, she's hungry. But there was no one to feed her. When Yeshua Kitzita baited Algar, Matzereya, bitter, hopeless. Mali did he say, who are you? Who are you? And people told me many times that the sense of emptiness and vacuity, which actually accompanied those survivors when they visited the towns and the cities of old where they were raised, was unbearable. The sense of loneliness, they kept. I mean, whoever knew what the Vilna Shula is meant on your keeper. And then suddenly there's one cat, and that's all. Is it a Besamigosh? Is it a Besamigosh or not? It is, certainly. But you can't restore it. This is not only a question about the kid. It's about every Jewish home. You found sometimes a variety of objects. Yeah, there were very many. By the sheer association, you could combine those objects with an image of a family which lived here and died here and felt and rejoiced here. That some, but you could never prove it. Nothing. This is only Ashafinantol in Sonicere, the Herdas Nieve. We didn't admit anybody. Lomo lenetzach tzumas miyatzorem, v'ni yesoch etzita beidin algan. Only etzita, only one kid. Ma, tzereya, ma leidin epe. Well, the next is a midrash. The first is the land, I mean the world. Second is the lovies. Next, what is next? Mesh Rabbeinu. Well, the Mesh Rabbeinu, the Ramban, already comes in. As from Sinai, on which Moshe Rabbeinu received the Luchas the second time, means in Kippur the second time. So where was the Beis HaMikdash? Where was the Beis HaMikdash? Where was it? Where was the Beis HaMikdash? With Moshe, Neil Moshe. And the Ramban said, as Neil Moshe had all the Aluchas, all the properties, all the requirements which are Beis HaMikdash, which we demand for Beis HaMikdash. The real nation was Beis HaMikdash. We have two parshas in Kisisa. After the story of the Eagle is told, and then Rishi Yitzchak HaSoyer, the notary is in Chutz Lamachane, lawyer called to call Hashem, Yitzchak in Chutz Lamachane. They roll along and the people used to stand and watch Meshe coming to the Eyal, to his Eyal, and the Amud Onon, surrounding the Eyal the Akadosh Baruch Hu surrounded the Eyal with a cloud, with Amud Onon, and Meshe used to disappear in the Amud Onon, it means he was in Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaMikdash was neither a special structure, just Meshe Rabbeinu's personality. Just Meshe Rabbeinu's personality. Bestowed Kedusha upon this particular locus, and this locus was raised to the height of Beis HaMikdash. It was much holier than the base, the real Beis HaMikdash. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's Kedusha, he certainly was the Lord was supreme. Holy Ashatat Solemane, the tears, Moshe Rabbeinu. Priyatu Amidi Modifei. Roma Bonetta, who are the Yadareli, to the Ace of the Saint of it all. Where are you even a shot? They only are shot of his Barney, Grace, I shall just say, they never say, it means the. Huh? What do you say? I can't get it. Anna Covid. Of the whole 600,000 Jews. Until now they spoke about Yechidim. Yechidim have the capacity of converting
and you walk with the Beis HaMikdash. He spoke about Rome, about nation. But now he says, I mean the entire nation, the 600,000 people. Asher nechisa ba'anei, ve'et asher yesh nefei ve'enenu fe'ilim ka'atini. But in the Beis HaMikdash, his Kodesh of 600,000, it's not only the Jew who lives now, but the Jews who live in the Beis HaMikdash, and are going to be within the Anime 600 Anime Akoves. All of them, each one of them, contributes just Kedusha to the place. Asher yesh nefei ve'inen ofei. Lomo v'netech mu'az b'yad merdin, v'ne yeso k've yocha yucha ve'ishia, malach ofei u'milach ofei. Holy Asher k'nein tomoch im shiftecho. This now comes to the real Beis HaMikdash. Up to here, the Beis HaMikdash, which the Ovitz created, the nation created, and then the third day, was the Beis HaMikdash, which all 600,000 Jews, I mean, were actually contributed to the holiness and the sanctity of the place. 600,000 Jews were surrounded by Anime HaKomet. Now, Boi HaShekhinan Tomochem Shifteko, Vechese Bechupe, Lomo Lenetzach Yurbi Yadi Hiri, Vene Yesu Chetos Becholo, Vene Yvein Eidnovi, Venamto Haente,